You'll hear five short extracts in which teenagers talk about their best friends. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says about how they met their best friend. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part three. Speaker 1.
I met my best friend at another friend's house. There were loads of people there and lots of people I knew from primary school. I saw this girl sitting on her own and I felt a bit sorry for her, so I went over and chatted to her. She was there for my friend's birthday but didn't know anyone else. We discovered that we liked the same films, sports stars, everything. We had so much in common. We'd even been to the same concert the day before. Before we knew it, we were spending all our free time together. It's a pity we're not at the same school, though.
Speaker 2.
I met my best friend through a school project I was doing about the Olympic Games. A school friend of mine said I should meet him because his grandfather had been an Olympic athlete and won a silver medal. So she took me round to his house and he showed us the medal and let me take photographs of it for my project. Then we started chatting about other stuff and it turned out we liked the same bands and things. I started hanging out with him and his mates. Then we started playing in a football team together on Saturdays. Now I definitely say he's my best friend.
Speaker 3.
My best friend and I met in a massive queue outside the ticket office at the City Hall. I was really excited because my favourite band were coming to play there the following month, and I'd managed to save up for a ticket to see them. I got the bus there early, but even so, there were loads of people ahead of me. Then this girl right in front of me, who was wearing a T-shirt with the band's name on it, well, she turned round and started telling me how worried she was she might not get to see them. And that's how our friendship started.
Speaker 4.
I met my best friend on my first day at secondary school. I was feeling a bit like I had when I started primary school. I didn't know where anything was, and there was no one I knew in my class. In the morning, we were told things like which group we'd be in for our first piece of project work and how much homework we'd be getting. All fairly boring, I thought, until after lunch when we went outside and they organised some races. I'm pretty fast, but I was beaten by a boy who came up to me afterwards and introduced himself. After that, we were soon firm friends.
Speaker 5.
My best friend is amazingly kind and thoughtful. That's why I got to know her, in fact. She just joined our hockey team at school and we chatted a bit, but not much. After training, I always catch the bus home, but one day I missed it, so I was wondering what to do because the bus only comes once an hour. Then I saw her waving at me. She was waiting for her mum and she said her mum would be happy to give me a lift home too. I called my mum, who said that was fine, and that was the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Now you'll hear part three again. Speaker 1.
I met my best friend at another friend's house. There were loads of people there and lots of people I knew from primary school. I saw this girl sitting on her own and I felt a bit sorry for her, so I went over and chatted to her. She was there for my friend's birthday but didn't know anyone else. We discovered that we liked the same films, sports stars, everything. We had so much in common. We'd even been to the same concert the day before. Before we knew it, we were spending all our free time together. It's a pity we're not at the same school, though.
Speaker 2.
I met my best friend through a school project I was doing about the Olympic Games. A school friend of mine said I should meet him because his grandfather had been an Olympic athlete and won a silver medal. So she took me round to his house and he showed us the medal and let me take photographs of it for my project. Then we started chatting about other stuff and it turned out we liked the same bands and things. I started hanging out with him and his mates. Then we started playing in a football team together on Saturdays. Now I definitely say he's my best friend.
Speaker 3.
My best friend and I met in a massive queue outside the ticket office at the City Hall. I was really excited because my favourite band were coming to play there the following month, and I'd managed to save up for a ticket to see them. I got the bus there early, but even so there were loads of people ahead of me. Then this girl right in front of me, who was wearing a t-shirt with the band's name on it, well, she turned round and started telling me how worried she was she might not get to see them. And that's how our friendship started.
Speaker 4.
I met my best friend on my first day at secondary school. I was feeling a bit like I had when I started primary school. I didn't know where anything was, and there was no one I knew in my class. In the morning, we were told things like which group we'd be in for our first piece of project work, and how much homework we'd be getting. All fairly boring, I thought, until after lunch when we went outside and they organised some races. I'm pretty fast, but I was beaten by a boy who came up to me afterwards and introduced himself. After that, we were soon firm friends.
Speaker 5.
My best friend is amazingly kind and thoughtful. That's why I got to know her, in fact. She'd just joined our hockey team at school and we chatted a bit, but not much. After training, I always catch the bus home, but one day I missed it, so I was wondering what to do because the bus only comes once an hour. Then I saw her waving at me. She was waiting for her mum, and she said her mum would be happy to give me a lift home too. I called my mum, who said that was fine, and that was the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.